RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. Can chewing gum benefit patients after abdominal surgery? It's a question gastroenterologist and surgical oncologist Dr. Hidde Kroon and his colleagues in the Netherlands attempted to find out in a recent randomised clinical trial. Russian psychologist Ivan Pavlov, more than a century ago, was the first to document that sham feeding can help bowel motility. Chewing gum was thought to elicit the same response via the secretion of saliva, gastric and pancreatic juices. It was thought that it would help alleviate post-operative ileus, a common complication of abdominal surgery, which leads to patient discomfort and morbidity. Dr. Hidde Kroon, who was on a fellowship at the Royal Adelaide Hospital, and his colleagues, have published a paper on whether, in fact, chewing gum after abdominal surgery enhances the recovery of the patient and affects length of hospital stay. Dr. Kroon begins by explaining post-operative ileus and why it occurs. He's talking to Chris Ashmore.
Ileus is a situation that we see often after abdominal surgery, and it's a situation where the bowels of a patient temporarily stop moving, so there's a lack of peristalsis or there's no peristalsis, and this happens in almost a quarter of the patients have a postoperative ileus, and there are multiple factors that contribute to an ileus from occurring. So the surgeon handling the bowels interoperatively is a big factor, but also some medication that may be administered during the surgery, like pain medication, so opioids, for instance. They can reduce the peristalsis during the surgery and also postoperatively when the patient experiences pain. And also if the patient is given large amounts of fluids through the IV, for instance. So many factors contribute to an ileus occurring to the patients, and some factors are difficult to intervene with, like the handling of the bowel, for instance, by the surgeon. That's, well, necessary for the surgery. But some things like the opioids or the fluids that's given, we can try to limit, and sometimes it helps preventing an ileus. After the surgery, if like that 25 to 30% of the patients does have an ileus, it normally resolves just by being patient, so time, and bowel rest, which means patient is really given nothing by mouth, so no eating and drinking for the days the ileus persists. And sometimes we have to drain the stomach with a tube that's placed through the nose into the stomach, which is, of course, very uncomfortable for the patient. And other actions that can be done are trying to mobilize the patient, so helping him or her out of bed, moving around, that can resolve the ileus. And some medications may help actually also to improve the peristalsis, like sometimes an enema may help or some oral stimulant drugs. The patients who do experience an ileus postoperatively, we consider it as a complication, so we'd rather not have it from happening. And the reason we consider it as a complication is because they have a longer hospital stay, they have an increased risk of other complications, such as a pneumonia or malnutrition, or wound infections. And of course, this all causes a big burden to the healthcare funds. So avoiding an ileus is, it will help a lot for the patient, but also for the healthcare system if we can find any way to decrease the ileus rate.
Well, previous studies have suggested that chewing gum can help alleviate discomfort. How would that work?
Yes, to answer that, I'll probably have to go back to the ERAS protocol. It's also mentioned in our paper. The ERAS protocol stands for Enhanced Recovery After Surgery. So it's an abbreviation. And it's a protocol that was constructed, well, about 15, 20 years ago, based on many factors that do enhance the recovery after surgery. And this ERAS protocol advocates early feeding after surgery, so after abdominal surgery, because it's, we think, it's considered to stimulate the bowel movements and possibly reduce the postoperative ileus rate. But not all patients tolerate a normal diet the first day or the day of surgery. And actually, about 25 to 30% of the patients do not at all. So this is where the chewing gum comes into play. And it may help, or that's the hypothesis, it may help as sham feeding, where it's thought to stimulate the bowels through the parasympathetic nervous system. So it's like preparing the bowels for food that's coming by activating through the cephalic vagal response, very much described by Pavlov many years ago. And so essentially the chewing gum can prevent or even be used as a treatment for postoperative ileus. That's the hypothesis. And the previous studies that have been done on chewing gum after abdominal surgery, they have indeed suggested that chewing gum may help an early recovery for these patients.
So it's a hypothesis that needed to be found out to determine whether it's true or not. So you were part of a team leading a randomized clinical trial to determine whether chewing gum led to better outcomes after surgery. Could you explain that trial, including its methodology?
Yes, the idea of the study, it came when we had a journal club meeting with, I think most of the co-authors were there for that journal club meeting in, I think it was 2009 or 2010, quite a while ago. And we had just discussed many options to reduce postoperative ileus. And one of us discussed a paper on chewing gum, and all other papers were quite complex. And this one was a quite simple study in the methods, but it wasn't conducted well because we thought it was too small. So that paper we discussed, it suggested chewing gum postoperatively may help to avoid an ileus. But their conclusion was, we are a small study, there's not enough evidence, and we actually need a large RCT, which stands for a randomized controlled trial, with enough patients in each arm to support this hypothesis. So that evening we decided maybe we should perform this randomized controlled trial in our region. It's the most densely populated region in the Netherlands. So in a radius of like 100 kilometers, we found 11 teaching hospitals willing to participate and led by one university hospital. I worked in one of those teaching hospitals as a registrar at that time. And we started with doing a power analysis, and we found that we required about 1,000 patients, or exactly 1,000 patients, in each arm. So one arm would be the interventional arm, where patients received the normal IRIS protocol that was implemented in all hospitals, plus chewing gum, and they had to chew gum 30 minutes for three times a day. And then the observational arm included also 1,000 patients, so the control arm really, and they received the normal postoperative management, so only the IRIS protocol without the chewing gum. So in total, we estimated we needed 2,000 patients for the whole study in these 12 hospitals. And basically, we prescribed the chewing gum to the patients, the 1,000 patients who were in the chewing gum arm, and all 2,000 patients, or also the control group, were requested to fill out a daily diary, which asked questions about their recovery. So mainly, we asked questions about their bowel recovery or their eating habits, also if they experienced a lot of pain or if they had one of those nasogastric tubes placed back into their nose. So those were all endpoints, the bowel recovery, passing stool or flatus, and tolerating diet. And the other endpoint we used was complication rate, and our main endpoint was the hospital stay, so the number of days a patient remained in hospital postoperatively.
Well, it's quite an extensive study and quite a bit of effort to get the results in. When it was finished, what was the conclusion?
Well, the conclusion was quite clear, actually, when we analyzed the data of each 1,000 patients in each arm, that adding the chewing gum to the already IRIS protocol that was in place in all hospitals didn't lead to any quicker bowel recovery, any earlier discharge for the patients. So it didn't find any benefit from chewing gum postoperatively three times a day. We also found that chewing gum is harmless. Chewing gum led to no complications or any major side effects for the patients or adverse events. So it's a harmless addition to the IRIS protocol, but ineffective.
Were the results surprising?
Yes and no. They were a bit surprising because based on the previous papers, and there were many papers out there, including one large Cochrane review on the topic. So that Cochrane review reviewed 81 papers and included close to 9,000 patients, but all based on low-quality articles. So that Cochrane review and most of those 81 studies concluded that there is a benefit for chewing gum postoperatively for bowel recovery. However, none of the studies were large enough and all of them were underpowered. So the quality was discussed in that Cochrane review as well. So doing the largest study that was well-powered, we came with the real answer. And we think that all the other studies may have found something, but it was underpowered. So we couldn't really conclude that their conclusion was accurate. And I think our conclusion is the accurate one, that it doesn't really help much for the bowel movements or for the hospital stay for the patient.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, what lessons have been learned about the trial? For example, in terms of ensuring greater compliance, could things have been done differently?
Yeah, that's a thing we discussed in the paper as well. To start with something positive, we created a large network of participating hospitals. And setting up that model center trial wasn't easy. It took a lot of time and effort, mainly from the two first co-authors, very Dutch names, Noor de Leeuw and Nicoline van Leersum. They were very enthusiastic and managed to get all the 12 centers involved. For instance, they came to the hospital sites for each 50th patient you included at that hospital to bring a cake, the chewing gum cake. It was a big success because it kept everyone motivated to participate in the study. But the things that were difficult we found were mainly the patient diaries. Patients were, if they were unwell, it was difficult for them to fill it out, even if nurses or the ward doctors would try them to stimulate to fill out the diaries. We often found that parts of the diary or even the whole diary was not filled out when the patient was discharged from hospital. And similarly, the patients in the chewing gum arm weren't always compliant to chew gum 3 times a day until they opened bowels. And that was also mainly because other things were more important and needed more attention if they had a postoperative complication or a lot of pain or just generally very unwell because of the ileus they experienced. So those were two things that were a possible limitation of our study. And we found that, well, we could have improved it maybe if we put even more effort in trying to get the diaries filled out and the patient to chew gum, if the nurses or the ward doctors would have put in even more time. But that proved to be, in our study, very difficult in the already busy surgical wards.
Well, where to from here? Are more studies necessary to build upon the clinical trial you were involved in?
Well, we don't believe that there are more studies needed to prove that postoperative chewing gum will have a benefit, yes or no. I think that our study shows that there's no benefit in this ERIS protocol setting. And if a hospital doesn't have an ERIS protocol yet, then they should get the ERIS protocol. That's been proven to work. And adding chewing gum doesn't really do much on hospital stay or complications or bowel motions. So if a similar study conducted on chewing gum would put in all the efforts, like I described, where the nurses or the ward doctors would stimulate the patient to chew gum 3 times a day, every 30 minutes, and if all the diaries were filled out, there may be a small effect of chewing gum for maybe passing flatus a little earlier or opening bowels. But we don't think it will have any effect on the patient's real recovery and their discharge date. But on the topic of ileus, there's more research to be done because we still have about 25% of our patients experience an ileus postoperatively. So on the topic of ileus, there's much to gain, like preoperative or perioperative measures. So like the limited use of opioids or spinal anesthesia, the limited distribution of fluids during surgery and directly after the surgery, but also postoperative measures. So bowel-stimulating drugs may help in the postoperative setting to prevent an ileus. And that's, I think, ongoing studies that have to be initiated to study this topic.
Well, with all that said and done, is there still an argument patients should chew gum after abdominal surgery, at least for the benefits of alleviating discomfort?
Well, if a patient enjoys chewing gum, we had many patients ask us this question if they were randomized for the non-chewing gum arm, and they said, well, I always chew gum a few times a day. If a patient enjoys chewing gum, there's no harm. So there's no problem, of course, if a patient would like to chew gum in the days after their surgery, they're more than welcome to. And it can be done harmlessly. That's what we showed also in our study. The patients who had chewing gum had no more postoperative complications than those that didn't. So chewing gum doesn't harm, and we don't think it has any effect. But if a patient feels well with it, we're more than happy for the patient to chew gum, because a happy patient always recovers quicker than an unhappy patient.
Dr. Hide Kron. The published paper is available for download as a PDF. Please refer to this podcast's show notes for details. RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. You can reach the Bongiorno National Network on +613 9863 3111.